lovely viewers, we're pleased you could join us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we will travel to Gainesville, Florida, USA, to visit Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary. We'll meet the extraordinary Carrie Bognall, super staff members, and of course, its intelligent and beautiful residents of 120 monkeys, 4 birds, and a few dogs. And they're all vegan.
Hi, my name is Carrie Bognall with Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary, and I am the founder and director here at the sanctuary. Jungle Friends is a 501c3 nonprofit organization where we rescue, rehabilitate, and socialize monkeys with their own species. We have quite an assortment of monkeys here at Jungle Friends. As you can see, we've got several species of capuchin monkeys, 2 species of spider monkey, and a couple species of squirrel monkeys. And most of them come from the exotic pet trade.
It all started in 1992 with a white-faced capuchin monkey named Samantha, who lived with Carrie Bognall's former boyfriend. Samantha was just 4 months old at the time. Trying her best to help him raise Samantha, Carrie realized that having monkeys as pets is simply wrong because they are wild animals who should be roaming freely in their open-air habitats. She thus spoke out about this issue. As a result, many people began giving their monkeys to Carrie, who soon found her home becoming a small-scale sanctuary for these monkeys. So in 1997, Carrie founded the Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary as a nonprofit organization in Las Vegas, Nevada, USA. But the desert climate of Las Vegas is so extreme that it can reach up to 48.8 degrees Celsius in the summer and snow in the winter. Carrie decided to move Jungle Friends to Gainesville, Florida, where not only is the temperature milder and closer to the natural habitat of her New World monkeys, but is also suitable to grow everything from plants to trees, from shrubs to bamboo. The relocation made it possible and easier to build an environment better suited for her family of monkeys.
We have white-faced capuchins, brown or tufted capuchins. We also have weeper capuchins, and we have spider monkeys, 2 species of spider monkeys. We have squirrel monkeys, marmosets, tamarins, and we also have an assortment of dogs and several birds. And they come to us, most of the monkeys came to us as ex-pets, and it's usually because they had bitten someone and they were confiscated, or they were being kept illegally and the authorities took them away, or the people just did not want them any longer. Baby monkeys are adorable and so cute. Baby tigers are cute. Baby anything, you know, are just adorable and really cute. Then they grow up and become what they are, which are wild animals. So for most people, the novelty wears off and they just want the monkey out of their home. So they call, please take my monkey, and then we get them that way from the people who bought them. And then some are from laboratory research when the research has ended and they're looking for sanctuary homes from the universities and laboratories. Our volunteers have brought dogs that were on their last day at the shelter where they were going to be killed the next day, so they would bring them here from different animal rescues. They come from all over, and the birds are also rescues, also people that didn't want them anymore. Birds are pretty high maintenance, and they're also very social animals also, and they live a long, long time. We have 2 cockatoos, and they can live up to 75 years. The monkeys, the capuchin monkeys, we've had them over 50 years old. So these animals live a long time.
Prior to coming to Jungle Friends, many monkeys have been so abused that they were very ill, both mentally and physically. Jimmy Sr. was one of them.
We had Jimmy Sr., who's passed on now, but he came to us. He was an organ grinder's monkey for the first 20 years of his life, and those are the people that go around with the organ grinder and the monkey begs for money and tips their hat and they give him some change. And that was in New York. So he did that for the first 20 years of his life. They also took out most of his teeth and they amputated several of his fingers and a thumb so that he could not pick his lock. And then he went to a pet shop situation that was horrible also. He lived in this little glass box with one stick coming out. People would throw cigarette butts into his cage. And they actually, some animal advocates were picketing for about 12 years before Jimmy was finally released. When I found out about Jimmy, it took another 2 years before the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, came in and confiscated the monkey. So Jimmy came here, and the USDA investigator called me and told me that Jimmy was pretty much comatose, that he just stared into space. He didn't make eye contact, he didn't play, and they felt that he'd probably just gone mad. And I told him, well, he can come here and be crazy, that's all right. So they sent Jimmy here, and he got here and he did pretty much just lay staring into space for a while. It wasn't that long though, and he just went crazy for one of our volunteers. I don't know if she looked like someone he knew or reminded him of someone, but he just got up and started dancing and twirling, and she called us, and we all went over and like, oh my God, Jimmy, he's alive. So he started interacting more with the humans, and then he met old Chi-Chi, who's still with us, and she's an old circus monkey, and we call Chi-Chi his soulmate. And he met her and lived with her during his golden years for the last 10 years of his life. And they had a wonderful life together. He and Chi-Chi would play, two of these old monkeys playing together and racing around and having a good time.
Each year, between 100 and 300 million animals die from the cruelty of laboratory experiments. These experiments are unnecessary and often inconclusive. In 2004, Jungle Friends received 9 capuchins who had been used as experimental subjects for over 20 years.
We had 9 capuchins come in that were in iron toxicity studies, which meant they gave them a lot of iron to see what iron overload would cause. It's horrible conditions that they lived under. And one of the problems with them is that they were so afraid of humans. We had to have one person go over and clean them and feed them and take care of them, because any time a human came by, they'd just start screaming. Because these monkeys, they were actually born in the wild and stolen from their family and their home from the rainforest when they were adolescents. And they were put in these small little squeeze cages and lived there for nearly 20 years, all by themselves. So you can imagine, if you were in prison in solitary confinement for 20 years with no way to hardly even stand up or do anything, to now come here and you would think, oh boy, they've got to really love it here, but they're afraid. And they're afraid of what we're going to do and what's going to come next. They've had a lot of abuse. So they've been the most problematic as far as getting them used to us and to other monkeys. But now they're almost all with other monkeys. They're getting along a lot better, but they took a long time before, you know, they were able to socialize.
The wild monkeys living in rainforests eat fruits, leaves, flowers, seeds, and bark. They are herbivores by nature, and there are no diabetic monkeys in the wild. Many companion monkeys, however, are ignorantly fed processed junk foods and meat and dairy products. In addition, they don't get nearly as much exercise and fresh air as they would in the wild, and have no monkey friends to play with. Confined to their small cages inside human houses, they become overly stressed. Inevitably, just like us humans, these monkeys develop diseases such as diabetes, autoimmune disorders, and metabolic bone disease. Some of the monkeys are so malnourished that they cannot even walk. But after coming to Jungle Friends and fed a healthy vegan diet with much love and care from carriers and staff members, amazingly, the monkeys' health makes a complete turnaround in just a short period of time.
Udi is the spider monkey I think of. He came to us at 14 months old. And at 14 months, he had such severe metabolic bone disease, he couldn't even stand. So he would just come and scoot on his butt with his hands to get around. He couldn't even stand up, much less walk or swing or play or be a monkey. They did the x-rays and all of his bones were soft. His teeth were like this on the overbite that they didn't think would even be able to correct itself. But he has just turned completely around. You wouldn't even know it to see Udi. He's like the teenager now, and he's walking around all tough, you know. And all of his bones are hard. We've done other x-rays. He swings from 24 feet high, swinging around. He's like the king of his jungle. And it's amazing to see what just the right food and, you know, the right environment and fresh air and exercise can do. It can literally change the course of these animals' lives. We had one monkey come in, Tessa was her name, and the woman called me and said, I'd like to find a home for my monkey. She's diabetic. And I said, okay, what was her glucose last time you checked? And she said, it was 1120. I said, and is she alive? And she said, well, she's not moving too much and she's sleeping a lot. I said, okay, get your monkey, get into the car and go directly to your nearest pharmacy, find the fastest acting insulin that you can and call me. So she did, got the monkey regulated on insulin, got her glucose back to pretty normal. And I asked the woman, what kind of food were you feeding her? And she said, just junk food, hamburgers, hot dogs, potato chips, french fries, fried foods, a lot of animal products, junk, candy, cookies, sugar. So this poor monkey didn't have any kind of good food. So we had been doing a lot of investigating with diabetes and how vegan diets can reverse diabetes. So we started her on some really good fresh vegetables, and you should have seen her just devour the fruits and vegetables. And she would eat the food and do so well. I'm trying to think of how long it was. She was probably off insulin in less than 2 weeks. And that is amazing. That is almost unheard of.
At Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary, just like Tessa, almost all other monkeys who were diabetics have been weaned off insulin after adopting a vegan diet and are now living healthy and happy lives. In part 2 of our show on November 15th, we'll take a look at how Carrie and her staff feed and care for their precious family of monkeys. Glowing viewers, thank you for watching today's episode of Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. Please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. May kindness prevail on our planet to unite all co-inhabitants in mutual respect, harmony, and love.
For more details, please visit www.supremastertv.com/veg.